Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Hi there, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. And we are not live today. We recorded some things for you, some fresh ideas, some new information for you, and we're featuring some of our favorite phone calls. All right, to start off the show, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Umat discussing something very important as we're aging, right?
Hello, this is Dr. Jerry Mixon, and as you know, Christmas is coming.
Yes, I think everybody knows that.
Okay, and if you don't, well, I don't think we can help you much because you're thoroughly demented, but why not?
Well, you know, there's lots going on around everywhere. The lights, then the singing and the shopping. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry to say, you know, we define it by shopping, but it's a festive season.
Do we?
I mean,
I define it as, have I been a good enough boy for the last year that Santa is going to bring me my presents? Or do I have to go out and convince my wife to buy them?
Well, you tell me. Which one is it going to be?
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Now, if you remember in that story, mm-hmm. and this is one of the earlier Christmas stories, actually, St. Nicholas was described as a jolly old elf
uh-huh.
whose belly shook like a bowl full of jelly when he laughed.
Okay.
Now, that's not healthy. It's really not healthy. And when you got to squeeze your way down chimneys, uh-huh. especially today when most of us simply have a little 6-inch stovepipe going up onto the roof instead of a real chimney,
uh-huh.
That bowl full of jelly belly was just not going to work. So he came to Longevity Medical Clinic.
Okay.
Okay. And he is now a buff little elf.
I like that.
He leaps. He doesn't worry about the reindeer carrying his sleigh, worry about the clatter of little reindeer feet on the roof because they'll break up the tiles. And now you got a leaky roof. And in our litigious society, the poor guy's going to get sued to replace millions and millions of roofs throughout the country. So now what he does is he comes jogging down the street with that bag on his back. He leaps onto the roof, and with his new svelte Longevity Medical Clinic figure, he zips down that chimney with a smile on his face.
Well, I like that, but I still like the reindeers, and I still want him to come in the sleigh,
well,
Jerry.
Well, I like reindeer, too. In fact, I had some reindeer jerky when I was up in Scandinavia last summer.
That kind of reindeer.
Oh, is there another kind?
I want the reindeer running and leaping and cavorting.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am all in favor.
I like them alive.
Okay. I'm all in favor of leaping and cavorting, but I'd rather do it myself than to put it off on the reindeer.
Okay. So, okay. You know. But, you know, there's so many stories around Rudolph. We want him
that's
around.
That's true. I don't think we ate Rudolph.
Thank goodness for that.
I hope so. Anyway, but yes. Yeah, when we were doing a road trip through Norway and Sweden. You know, we had whale meat.
Okay.
They served whale meat at the farmers markets. Like we, you know, go out and buy blueberries. Well, they go out and buy whale meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. Okay.
And reindeer jerky.
Interesting.
Yes. Mm. And so it's a somewhat different culture.
Yeah. Definitely.
Scandinavia, for all its reputation of being environmentally correct, still hunts whales and eats reindeers. So anyway, but
Santa benefited from longevity.
From longevity medical clinic. That's right. And now that he runs down and leaps upon roofs with a single bound, he no longer needs the reindeer. He's kind of put them out to pasture. And so, you know, Rudolph is out there procreating with some pretty little reindeer that I don't know her name. But, you know, that's not my business. He can do what he wants with whom he wants. Anyway, why are you smiling?
Okay. Only you can come up with stories like that. That's all. I'm like, oh, my gosh. All these years, I've never heard anything like that.
Okay. Well, you've only been with me for, what, 15 years now? I mean, why would you be through my repertoire?
That's right.
You know, it's a vast repertoire.
It is.
Grows by the day. Now, Longevity Medical Clinic is bringing you this show, as we ought to point out, and this is a recorded show. We actually did this show a few days before the weekend, and we are off enjoying life with our families. My own wife is off in China with my daughter, but they're having a great time. They sent me a bunch of photographs today.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And she is actually trying out fencing coaches in China because they use different techniques.
Okay.
And her little plot is to learn Chinese fencing techniques that her American coaches don't know to give her an advantage in the fencing meets when she comes back home.
That's a great plan. Yeah.
Yes. So, I don't know quite what you're going to do over the holidays. So where are you and Sunil doing?
We're home. I always like to be around at home and the kids will be around. So quiet. Yeah.
Okay. Well, since my family is gone until the 30th, I am thinking about on the 21st or 22nd, catching a plane down to the Caribbean and do a few days of kite surfing in 80-degree water.
Yeah, no, so. I will be here in the snow or whatever
rain, it brings you.
Yeah, the rain the weather brings us.
So, Santa, if you're listening, okay, make a stop somewhere down in the Caribbean. I'll probably be there and, you know, I could use a new kite surfing board or whatever. So it's whatever.
Santa's listening, Jerry.
Okay. Santa, I hope you listen. If you don't, I'm going to tell. Never mind.
Never mind.
Well, you know, we did have Mrs. Claus.
Yes, we did, actually.
A year or so.
Yeah,
and we
did.
Interviewed Mrs. Claus and asked her what it was like to be married to a 300-year-old man.
Uh-huh. And, maybe next year we should bring Mrs. Claus back.
We probably should.
Yeah.
Why not?
That'd be good.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyway. There's lots going on in the clinics.
Yes, sir.
It's been a busy, busy time. There is, you know, with weight and we, you know, with Santa looking healthy and robust, we're going to share that joy. And this time, as Jerry, you know, you had suggested, we kind of expand the scope of the clinics and not restrict our programs to just our own patients.
Well, and I think, wasn't Santa one of your early semi-glutide patients?
Yeah. He was.
You gave him the injections to make him lose his appetite?
Yes.
Okay,
see? So he didn't eat the cookies.
Okay, no more cookies and milk. So tell your kids, don't leave out the cookies and milk because Santa has dieted and does not want to get chubby again. Okay.
He's building muscle mass now.
He's building muscle mass. Now, we don't want his shoulders to get too broad. He'll still have trouble getting up that,
that
chimney, though. So.
That's right.
But, yes, at Longevity Medical Clinic, we are bringing out a new weight loss program aimed specifically at not just our patients, but anybody in the community that wants to take a few pounds off. And as part of that program, we are using semaglutide once-a-week injections.
Right.
To help you lose your appetite and change your metabolism so that you burn those carbohydrate calories up and lose some weight.
That's right. And, you know, it's weight optimization is a complex problem.
Oh, yes.
And it's a long-term problem, and we recognize that. So you want to do it with a lot of education and with a plan. And so that's why we've taken a long time to get into this. I mean, our patients do well because of everything else that we do for them, but mm-hmm. sometimes when they want to focus on this particular topic, this new class of drugs has been a game changer.
Yes, it certainly has.
It really has helped a lot of people reduce their risk for mortality, morbidity, and improve their quality of life. And we do want to use them, but we want them to know that once they stop using the medication, they will maintain the gains. They have to kind of change their mindset a little bit, change some habits along the way, and work on building good habits. And so we want all of that education to be a part of our program.
So when they're in this program, if I understand it properly, because ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, Dr. You, Matt, is the one who designed this program, not me. So she is, you know, she's the expert. She's the one who came to me and said, here's what I want to do and how I want to do it. And I said, go for it, chick. So,
No, and I appreciate that, Jerry. You've always given me all the tools, but then I always run everything by you before we launch anything. Yeah. So, yeah.
But they get to come in. They get weighed and measured. Yes. Do they do the in-body?
Yeah, they do. Absolutely, they do. The first thing will be, a consultation. Mm-hmm. And at that consultation with your medical provider, you will kind of decide whether this is right for you or not. There are several other things that we want to talk about. And if the semaglutides are not it, then, you know, you can do something else. And so we want to kind of gauge what is the best pathway forward for you. Mm-hmm. And if you decide to do none of that, you just walk away. There's a couple $100 fee for that. We give you some books. We give you a few education tools, you meet the medical assistant, we do the in-body, and then you can either leave or you can decide, okay, no, this is right for me, this is the program I choose with your doctor in that visit, and then we will go ahead and plan for that. We start with some labs, we will do an in-body, we will do your vitals, we'll take some photographs, and then we get you started on the protocol. We'll give you some education material, some books to read, some knowledge about what you can eat, what you cannot eat, how to sustain it, what kind of exercises to do, a few supplements that will be necessary to prevent loss of muscle mass, because that will happen. And without the in-body, you'll see a lot loss of weight, but you won't necessarily see the balance between muscle and fat ratio.
We want you to lose fat. We want you to maintain muscle.
Exactly. So there will be some supplements, some proteins and things like that that we will be educating you about, giving you and treating you for. Mm-hmm. We'll give you vitamin B injections during the program, so whenever you come in. But you'll do the semaglutide injection yourself. Okay. And you'll choose the date. The patients will choose the date they want to do it in the week. It's once a day. We will adjust the doses and help you with the doses based on your symptoms. Mm-hmm. So the increase in doses will happen slowly. And then we'll plan for the side effects. We'll educate you about those. If necessary, we'll give some prescription medications to prevent some of the side effects. But you will fill quickly. You'll eat less. You'll notice an aversion to alcohol. And so most people will then start noticing the weight loss.
Okay. So. Well, good. So they will come in and get checked each week?
Every week,
okay.
Yes.
So every week. So you'll come in and you'll get measured and
every
checked
week
on.
With the medical assistant. That's right.
All right, good.
Every week, measurements, hands-on. We want to support you. We are there for you. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if you're traveling and you want to do a phone-in, that's fine, too. We'll accommodate for those, but we prefer that you come in.
Well, yeah, it's hard to weigh you and do the in-body
then,
if you're not
yes,
there.
Yes, then we will have to rely on you to tell us what your measurements are at home.
Yeah.
And they will not coincide, so apples won't be apples. You know, we'll be comparing against apples and oranges, so we'll wait for you to come back. But we will accommodate for travel and such, but we okay. would like for you to come in every week. This is the
good.
Way we designed the program, mm-hmm. so that you are seen weekly.
Good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I am excited to get it going. Let's see what we can make America slender again.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been slender since the 1950s.
Well, and again, this is a 3-month program. And at the end of the 3 months, then you can decide whether you want to take a little break and then come back in the future to restart this program or do something different with us. Anything that we offer will be available to you. Like, you know, the gallery test for cancer detection or the DNA age testing or IV therapies. And I would actually strongly recommend that the patients consider they're doing IV therapies, but when they're interacting with the physician regularly, we will gauge when it is most necessary.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's all good.
Yeah. Super excited about it.
Okay. So we want you and Santa to both be slender, buff, healthy, happy, leaping upon rooftops. Well, maybe we'll leave that to Santa. I don't want my patients to fall off the roof.
Yeah, no, let's not have them do that. They'll do that, whatever they need to do for their families, but please don't fall and hurt yourselves.
That's right. Okay. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, I love this time of year. I really do. I wish Bending and Ivor were home this year, but, you know, of course, last year we were in Portugal
okay.
for Christmas.
Okay, really?
Which,
okay.
Yeah, which was a lot of fun. Hmm. This year, you know, they flew into Shanghai, and then I guess last night, they flew into Chengdu.
Okay.
And after this, they'll be down in Shenzhen and Hong Kong, and then back to Shanghai to come home. So I'm batching it for another...
A few days only.
Yeah,
they'll go by quickly. Gotta get that.
Another week.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
Actually, it doesn't go by quickly. I miss them terribly. But I'm staying very, very busy at the office just to help me pass the time.
So. I understand. Right. I understand. Well, we'll celebrate again when they come back.
That's right. In the meantime, you know, all of you, if you've got a few pounds to lose, if the holiday seasons have done it to your waistline, you might want to consider calling Longevity Medical Clinic, asking for an appointment to come in for the weight loss evaluation and program, 3-month program, using everything around up to and including the semaglutide injections you've heard the Hollywood set doing. And like I said, we're going to see if we make you lean, buff, and happy.
Sounds good.
All right. Looks to me like we got to take a little break. So let's do that, and we'll come back with another segment.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette Morgan. So glad to have you along, and thank you for joining us. Do want to let you know, today is a pre-recorded show, so we won't be taking any live phone calls, but we are going to feature some of our favorite phone calls from this year. So stay tuned for lots of information, perhaps that you missed prior in our other shows. This is Leading Edge Medicine, and it's brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics.
Hello again, everybody. Dr. Jerry Mixon back again. This time we're going to do a slightly different subject. We're going to be talking about your memory. So, you know, it is a well-established scientific fact that all of us have negative changes in our brain function with age. Our speed of processing, the speed with which we can handle an issue, peaks at about 17 years old. And after that, starts to slow down. Ability to multitask, to switch efficiently from one task to another, it's pretty good up until your mid-20s, and then it starts to go.
So true.
You know, short-term memory actually starts to decline in your 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so of about the 12 or so different characteristics that we measure in memory, most of them are actually slowly declining, starting around age 40.
Mm-hmm.
About the only one that hangs on until your mid-60s is executive function. Mm. And we think that's probably because, yes, the brain is moving slower, but you've now got 60 years of experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can substitute experience for solving a new problem.
Mm.
See, when you're young, you're very good at solving the problems. When you get older, it's easier to look back and say, well, last time this happened, here's what worked.
Right.
So true. We can substitute experience for problem solving in our 60s. And so our cognition scores tend to stay pretty good that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But everybody is experiencing some decline. So I've actually come up with a supplement that is designed specifically for age-related cognitive decline.
Mm.
It is not for dementia. It is not for people that are getting pathological decline in their memory. I mentioned a few weeks ago that I was going to be doing a little study, and I was going to want to round up some people with healthy but declining memory, people that are think they're perfectly fine, but they're over 40 or 50 or 60 or 70, and we want to do a cognitive test on them up front. We want to put them on the supplement and then check their memory in 3 months and 6 months and see how they're doing.
Right.
I've had several people send emails in asking about putting their spouse or their sister or their parents, but all of the people that are emailing me are saying so-and-so is having serious memory problems.
Okay.
If they're having serious memory problems, we're more likely looking at early decline that'll lead to dementia.
Dementia, yeah.
The supplement is not for those people.
Mm.
Okay. It does not cure dementia. It helps to reverse the normal, healthy memory loss that we get with normal aging.
Right.
That's a whole different ball of wax.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. So those of you out there that think you might want to be in such a program or want to, you know, help us evaluate it, I'm happy to have you go into our website, you know, go to contact us, send an email to my support staff, tell them that you're interested. What we're going to do first for those people is we will give them a cognitive test. And if they are showing signs that they may be headed towards dementia, they don't qualify.
Mm.
Okay. If they have normal for their age cognitive function, then we can go ahead and let them into the program. We cannot accept patients into this because our patients are already getting things to improve their memory.
Mm, that is true.
And that will skew the results of the study on the supplements.
Mm.
So I need people that are healthy but are not on hormone replacement therapy, that are not on aggressive supplement therapy designed to help their brain function.
Right.
Because, you know, that obviates the whole purpose of doing the study.
Right. So you're basically looking at a fresh start, somebody who's noticing the normal changes.
Yes.
But they are clearly affected by them and they can tell the difference.
Yes. I want somebody that believes that they are as good as their contemporaries. They're doing every bit as well as their friends and their neighbors of the same age. The question is, can we help them do better?
Mm.
And I do believe we can.
Okay.
The interesting thing is that there are several supplements that help normal brain aging.
Mm-hmm.
The point is I have picked three of them and put them together into one pill. And so I've got good studies to show that each of these components by themselves help to reverse cognitive aging.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, now that I've put them together, will they work better or just the same as the individual components?
Okay. All right.
So are they additive or super additive, or are they just as good as the other stuff alone, which would make it even cheaper?
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of nice for us to know before I take it to market.
Okay.
The other issue is that it's probably going to take us about 3 months to get the stuff made so we can start the study.
Mm. So, good point.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean, you know, if you call us this week, we'll get you on it next week.
Mm.
What it means is we'll put you on the list. We can arrange to have the cognitive test done. But until we actually get the supplement in hand, then we're kind of limited on doing the test.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Yeah. But we've got it put together. We've got it ordered. We've got everything ready to go. I just want to get the studies done.
Yeah. But, you know, for those longevity patients that are listening, you guys are ahead of the curve, that curve anyways, because you're getting a lot of advantages. Many of you are probably already taking some of these supplements.
Mm-hmm, probably are.
Yeah.
But the thing with the current patients, I would be interested in seeing if adding this on top of what they're already doing would make them even better.
Mm.
Okay. And so we'll probably test it on some of our patients too.
Sure.
But that doesn't give me the information I need to sell it to the general public.
Yeah.
Okay. But if it is helping even our patients, well, then we'll just add it to their program. But, you know, if I'm going to go and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a week or a month to market this, I'm not marketing to longevity patients. I'm marketing it to the general population over 40.
Sure.
And I need to make sure that that is the population that it works in.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah. Okay. No, I love – you know what I like? I love the fact that you're always thinking ahead. You're never quite satisfied and you're like, okay, what next? What? Where can I help? What can I do? And that just – is a testament to your passion for life and for living and for doing.
I'm having such a wonderful time. I have no desire to die. I'm too busy to die.
Yeah.
And when I finally do kick off, I hope it's fast. I would far rather people come to my funeral saying, wow, what happened? I saw him skiing last week, mm-hmm. you know, than to come and say, oh, isn't it a relief the old guy finally got to go?
Yeah, so what you're talking about, Jerry, is the health span and lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about, being able to enjoy every aspect of life, every aspect of every day that gives you joy, and whatever joy means to you.
Yep.
For everybody, it's a different thing.
That's
you know?
Right. Well, I am pretty sure that when I finally do go, I will have at least 6 unfinished projects in the works.
or more.
I keep coming up with new projects. I got more projects than I've got time or money to do them.
But it's the joy.
We keep plugging
right?
away.
Yeah, we do keep plugging away. And it's the joy of fulfilling things, seeing people do better. And to me, I know that for me, that's a big deal. You know, when I see my patients flourish and them do better, the conversations, they're just different. And they give me a lot of pleasure and joy. And I guess that's why you and I and physicians do what they do. It's to help heal.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
I have said many times, I see medical practice as a weird hybrid between a priestly calling and a business.
Mm.
And if you get too caught up in your priestly calling, you go broke, you go out of business, and you can't help anybody.
Right.
If you get too caught up in the business, you neglect your priestly calling.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I've always thought it was interesting that physicians are accorded the same privacy rights as clergy.
Hmm.
You know, courts cannot ask doctors about you.
Yes.
Unless under very special circumstances, they can get a subpoena from the court.
Yeah.
To find out whether or not you've committed a crime.
Hmm.
But as far as your plain medical records and so on go,
right.
They are as sacrosanct as if you were giving them to your priest in a confessional.
Right.
So, you know, that's even the law has recognized that priestly calling of the physician's profession.
Yeah. I never thought of it that way until you just said it. Yeah, it's like, you know, somebody confessing. Well, the only difference is here we know who's telling us what.
We do know. Well, but you know, I was amazed as a family doctor. I mean, my first 23 years of my practice was as a country doctor. And I was often appalled that people would come and tell me things they should be telling their minister.
Okay.
You know? Because what the hell can I do about it? I can't give you absolution. I can't forgive you on behalf, you know, of God. If you picked up a socially transmitted disease, I can treat that. You know, if you got pregnant in the process, I can help you some with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, who's doing what with whom and why and when is often things that would come in and tell their family doctor, and nothing I can do about that.
Mm-hmm. But
I
you know, Jerry,
commiserate with them a bit.
Yeah, but these days, you know, even primary care providers don't have the time to listen to people. Everybody's rushed, and so I don't know if those conversations happen in this day and age.
Well, that's true.
Except here with us, you know, we actually sit down and get to know. I mean, I've been here, what, 13, 14 years, and I have patients that have been taken care of for that time. You get to know a lot about them.
With those hour-long visits,
yeah,
yes, you do.
Because, you know, they're connecting, right? They're relating, correlating, connecting, telling you stories. And that helps you in saying, okay, well, this is not medication. You don't need a medication to fix this. You need something else and right. Whatever, right? Oh, no, we need to focus on sleep, or we need to focus on diet, or yes, no, today a medication is necessary for this. So whatever the issue may be, and people go through so much in their lifetimes, and we're here every quarter, every 3 months or longer, sometimes more frequently than that, especially new patients. We spend
especially
a lot
patients.
More time.
Two weeks, then 2 months, and then every 3 months after
That's right.
Unless they have a trouble, in which case it can be every week for
it
a while.
It can be. But now with the new weight management programs, we are thinking that we'll kind of separate that even for longevity patients a little bit. Because if they really want to focus on that a little bit, then we will do a little different protocol for them, the same protocol that we're doing for non-longevity patients. And there will be a charge for that because now we're weekly. We're hands-on, we're weekly, and we're prescribing medications for them. We're taking care of them for a three-month period. So there will be an extra charge even for longevity patients.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But, you know, in order to do it well, I think we just need some skin in the game from our patients.
Yep.
And we are committed, but we will be there for you. But given that we will now be taking care of you on a weekly basis for a three-month period.
Well, you know, one of the differences I've noticed between my family practice, which was all insurance-driven, and the longevity practice is because people are paying out of pocket.
Yes.
They do what the doctor says.
Well, otherwise, I've had people say, you know, if I'm not going to follow your advice, I shouldn't be here with you.
That's right, yeah.
So and they do. They follow, yeah.
When people were coming and somebody else was paying the bill, that which is free has no value. You'd tell them what they need to do, and they'd thoroughly ignore your advice.
Yeah.
Because it cost them nothing. They had no skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
When people are paying, they've got a reason to do what they're supposed to do because it's their money on the table.
Right.
And that makes a real difference.
It does make a difference,
You know, so, yes, our patients tend to be compliant, and that's one of the reasons they get much better results.
Yeah.
They're actually doing what the doctor has asked them to do.
Yeah, no, we're excited. There's so much more going on, and we want to be on the cutting edge. And then you go to all these conferences, and you bring back stuff. People are talking about the Buck Institute, even at this conference that I came back from.
Mm-hmm.
There was a speaker that had just come back from there, too. So it was interesting.
Yeah.
It was good, yeah.
I missed the Buck this year, darn it.
Yeah. And next year.
Next year, I'll be there. I'll be there. Hopefully, Bandine will be in town. So because she was going to be gone for nearly 3 weeks, I didn't want to disappear for four or five days before the week before she left. I want as much family time as I can get. So,
understood.
Well, I think we've just about wrapped up another segment, but that's okay, folks. We aren't going anywhere quite yet. We'll be back.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
No.
Except for the occasional forest birds.
That's right.
Yuletide carols.
Being sung
by choir.
Oh, the sounds of Christmas. I love this.
Right.
Welcome back. Leading Edge Medicine.
I've been known to put on Christmas music in August. You know.
Have you really?
To get ready for it.
I just like the music.
Is that because you were in Iceland in August last year? Maybe that's why. I don't know. I'm Lynette.
July.
That was July.
Yes, that's probably why. All the snow and ice. Dr. Umat here and Dr. Mixon here. We've been talking about Keytruda with Paul from Tacoma. We'll continue that.
Hello.
So anyway, that's what we think is going on. What else do you need?
Well, concerning the RSV shot, is it okay if I get that?
Should be, yeah.
And the pneumonia shot? I haven't had both.
You know?
I don't know.
Just check. We the question is, are any of these live viruses? Because the Keytruda will suppress your immune response. So that if you were to get a live virus, you might actually get a form of the disease. So, So let her do a little typing here. I don't think either of those are live viruses, though, but we'll have to wait and see.
She's typing quickly.
Okay. Yes, right.
I doubt about that. Well, it's important. RSV shot.
You're right. Inactivated vaccines, including pneumococcal and meningococcal vaccines, are recommended for specific patients.
Yeah. Okay. So apparently they're all right.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yep.
What did you talked about the nature of my cancer.
Yeah.
What test? What? How do I go about finding the exact nature of it? Give me an idea. I don't quite understand.
To really get the exact nature, you need a piece of the tumor. And so, you know, at some point, your physicians need to have done a biopsy and just pinched off a little piece of the cancer and then not fixed it in formalin. Because the formalin will denature the protein and destroy the DNA. So what they have to do is they do a frozen section or something like that where it's preserved. They use a different preservative from formalin, ship it off to the pathologist who has it sliced, and they take little pieces of it and run the genome and do a full genome study on the cancer. And then they look at markers. There are particular markers that correlate with different degrees of aggressiveness of the cancers. And so that's really what you need is a genomic study on the cancer. It gives them a lot of guidance about what will and won't work on this particular tumor. I think these days everybody would be doing it.
Keytruda is an appropriate thing. That's after they did some kind of DNA test. I tried reading it, and it means absolutely nothing to me.
Yeah, but that's probably what happened then. They did the DNA study on the tumor, and they said, okay, this falls within the parameters that Keytruda's got a good chance of working.
Well, and it has. It's
good.
Below 0.04 as far as the testosterone goes.
Yeah, and you mean the PSA.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, and that's all good news. You know, it says that you're on a good drug combination and you've got this thing suppressed, and with luck it'll actually shrink instead of grow. We hope.
Well, I sure thank you.
You're welcome, sir. You take care.
Right, thank you so much for your call, Paul. We're headed to Kent now to talk to Ken. Ken from Kent. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Ken, are you married to Barbie?
I'm having a ball, I got to tell you.
Oh, boy, you opened a can of worms, Dr. Mixon.
Well, you know, some guys are married to Barbie, some guys are just dating her, who knows.
Did you go see Barbie, by the way?
No.
Okay. How could we help you, Ken?
How could we help you, Ken, yeah.
My dad was Ken. We won't make fun of you.
Question problem that I had a week or so ago concerning a kidney allopurinol testing results and whether or not I can reestablish the prescriptions that I was already on for a year. I went up and finally saw the doctor. Oh, my gosh. I learned back roads to Everett, and I am happy. I visited him. He's been taking care of me since my stroke. And the issue is chlorothalidone, allopurinol, and he wants me to get off of chlorothalidone. He has me on allopurinol, 200 milligrams. I'm only taking 100 right now because of after the visit. I want to see how things gel. I was feeling really bad until I got my prescription refilled 3 days before the doctor appointment. I was taking chlorothalidone and allopurinol. I'm feeling good. Went in, talked to him, and he was just, well, I haven't seen you for 4 years, but he's been nice enough to give me these prescriptions. Bottom line is, he has me changing. He wants me off of chlorothalidone, which is 20 milligrams, I think it was. And then the allopurinol is still 200 milligrams. He wants me to go and increase my doxytocin from 2 to 4 milligrams and increase my Lersan 25 to 50 milligrams a day. Mm-hmm. He says, continue allopurinol. Follow this. Don't eat anything irregular. Stay away from NSAIDs and low-sodium diet and mm-hmm. avoid dehydration. I'm doing all that.
Good.
I got to tell you, though, I ended endomethacin only because I'm at the end of my prescription allotment or a requested allotment I got a year ago.
Uh-huh.
I took it when I couldn't get to the doctor and I had a gout attack.
Mm-hmm.
It was not so much from worry. It was just from sedentary, oh my gosh, it's winter. And
yep.
So, yeah, I did.
Okay, sit tight. The music says we got to go to a break. But we'll finish up with you when we get back.
Yeah,
okay?
Ken, stay right there. Leading Edge Medicine will be back in just a moment. Thank you for listening.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon. We're pre-recorded this week, but we did want to feature some of our favorite phone calls.
And silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like
Christmas.
Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
A pair of loving that voice. Oh, nothing like it.
It is.
Leading Edge Medicine. Hi there and good morning. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samiri Umat in the studio, talking with Ken right now about what's going on.
All right, Ken.
Yeah, so what happened was the doctor took me off of cloxalidone and endomethacin because I'd finished the
prescription,
right?
Yeah.
And so I got one tablet left. It's what saved me from a severe gout attack on my Achilles tendon. It stopped me from work. Walking. Last point is he wants me to go on something. Colchicine.
Yeah.
Colchicine. Yeah. Okay.
It's a steroid?
No,
it's not. It's a non-steroidal.
Mm-hmm.
It does much the same thing as endomethacin, actually, and is very good for gout attacks.
Yes, for acute attacks of gout.
Yeah. It's not to prevent gout attacks. It's if you get an attack.
It works very effectively, yeah, better right. than endomethacin.
Yes. So
wow.
It's a rescue drug.
That.
Yeah, it's a rescue drug that is more effective than endomethacin. So your doctor is taking good care of you. He's told you
mm-hmm.
get off the things that work generally slower and have more adverse effects and use this one that we know that generally works better. It's faster. And, you know, you got your allopurinol, you got your rescue drug, you should do copacetic.
Who?
Sorry.
a big doctor word for, I think your doctor's doing a good job with you.
Well, actually, copacetic.
Oh, yeah, it's like nephrologist.
Yeah, no. Copacetic actually came from my childhood. It was a something that Maynard G. Krebs used to say on Dobie Gillis.
Copacetic.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was thinking Barry Manilow.
And so back in the 1960s, when we were on our surfboards at the beach in the nights, we would, you know, it was cowabunga, dude. That was copacetic.
Oh,
yeah.
Copacetic. Awesome. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. So, Ken, thank you for your
once
call.
Once in a while, my youth just leaps right out of my mouth.
Oh, it's been leaping a lot today.
The good thing about it is, for some reason, I'm feeling fantastic. I'm
good.
Spinning, doing 360s the way I normally would have prior to my stroke. I'm a run around, get it all done kind of guy, but I used to have a problem with the balance. It's, for some reason, it's gotten a little
it's
better.
It's resolving. Good. Well, and practice your balance exercises. You can retrain parts of the brain to regroup some of that balance. So, you know, put one hand on the wall and stand on one leg and then see if you can turn loose of the wall and for how long. Do that for however long you can each day, several times a day with each leg. Rebuild that balance, okay?
Yeah, boy, sure, I'm glad I don't have cancer. I pray for that, man.
All right.
All right. Hey, Ken, we got to run.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for
Merry Christmas, my friend. Bye-bye.
We'll talk with you soon. Okay, we are going to Tacoma. We have Ray on the line. Hi there, Ray. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I'm just calling back from your other program regarding the monoclonal protein. And before we start, I wanted to just tell Dr. Mixon, I bought my cardiologist his book.
Okay.
I did, and he was excited to get it, which surprised me because most of them don't want to even talk about what I'm doing outside of their little lane, you know?
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see if he becomes a patient.
There you go.
Well, I stuck a card in there for the Tacoma office.
Okay.
Oh, good recruiting there, Ray.
For you,
right.
Ray.
Thank you, yes. All right, well, let's chat a little bit. Monoclonal antibody of the L or lambda type is usually a form of a multiple myeloma, a type of bone marrow cancer. And so, you know, that's why they want you off to the hematologist. There are drugs for this that are reasonably effective. So there are some forms of chemotherapy that work well for many people. You know, obviously,
it's not
the drugs,
curable, though, if it is myeloma.
Actually, there are some new therapies, the CRISPR therapies that are being tried for it, that seem to have the potential to actually cure this. However, they are not in widespread use because it runs about $1 million per patient.
That's not my budget.
Yeah. Well, and Medicare kind of has a problem, you know, with $1 million medical bills. Yes. But, you know, if it turns out that it works well, it'll get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper over time as the technology improves and gets more widespread. You know, right now it's a research tool, and it's only done at a very few places in the world, and, you know, it's the high price spread. But there are some medications that are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
My stepfather had multiple myeloma.
Okay.
And they actually wiped it out. His monoclonal antibody returned to normal ranges, and mm-hmm. his bones, you know, the x-rays and stuff started looking normal.
Mm-hmm.
That was the good news. The bad news is the chemotherapy basically wiped out his brain and made him demented as hell.
Oh, God.
So he didn't tolerate the chemotherapy, but it cured the multiple myeloma. Hopefully, of course, this was a while back. This was not in recent years.
Right, and the newer drugs are giving them better longevity results.
That's right. So the newer drugs are working better with fewer side effects because, you know, this was 30 years ago. This was a while back.
Well, you know, it's my neurologist is the one that ordered the testing. It wasn't anybody else that even suspected anything, and I don't know what she was looking for, and I can't see her till January.
Mm. Yeah. Well, at least she ran a test that got an answer.
Right, right.
And so now we have to get you to the hematologist who can probably get you a cure.
Well, it's kind of scary, and I've got a lot of anxiety because of all my other symptoms. I've got just a multitude of symptoms, and I feel like I'm being treated like a hypochondriac, but they are real.
Yep.
You know?
I don't doubt that they're real.
And all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
And the neurologist wants me to see an autonomic specialist in Kirkland, the only one around. I'm sure you know who he is.
No, I don't, but I haven't had occasion to send someone. But still, an autonomic nervous system problem, a guy would, you know, with your widespread symptoms that don't seem to fit a particular pattern, that's probably a great referral.
Well, you know, my blood pressure, you probably don't remember, like at 11:30 in the morning when I saw my endocrinologist, it was 82 over 67.
Yeah, no, I recall we talked about that. Yeah. No,
and when I stand up, it can drop 30 points, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I do agree. I do understand. Well, about all I can tell you at this point.
I don't have much of a life. I mean, no, I can't do anything because, you know, simple things like walking across the parking lot, I feel like I'm taking my life in my hands.
Yeah. Well,
I've had three major bleeds.
Yeah, you came into Tacoma, and, you know, I sent the outline of all your problems. So hopefully they'll start doing some of the things we need to get done.
Well, you know, they didn't even know what monoclonal protein was. And neither did my cardiologist, and neither did my endocrinologist.
It's kind of a specialized, I mean, it's one of those things that I remember from way back in medical school. And then I had to refresh myself when my stepfather got the disease. And so, otherwise, I might not have known either. But, you know. All right. Well, thank you very much for your call, my dear. But the music says we got to go. But thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. Bye-bye.